track 15. And our final article is from Mike Liggins, the TV star who's collecting toy cars. Just don't tell his wife.
I have just bought a toy car on eBay and I am 62 years old. Does that sound a bit silly? Perhaps it does. It was also a silly amount of money. I can't tell you how much because my wife sometimes reads this column and if she finds out, there will be a lot of tutting. And let's be frank, no one needs tutting. The car in question is a Corgi JPS Lotus driven by Emerson Fittipaldi. And I appreciate this is probably a girl-boy thing. The girls probably won't have a clue what I'm talking about, and most of the boys will know exactly what I'm talking about. I had this very same car when I was a kid, but I lost it, so this was, in every sense, retail therapy. This month's column is about collecting. Please don't tell my wife, but I have now bought 3 Corgi Formula One cars from eBay. And I think this could be the start of a collection. And before the women listening to this start thinking this is a boring man thing and switch off, I know you collect stuff too. Handbags, shoes, soft toys. I'm going the full-on stereotype here. And crazy stuff from when you were younger, like gonks, also known as troll dolls, those ugly little plastic things with bright wispy hair. People collect all kinds of things. One of the most remarkable collections of real Formula One cars is right here in Norfolk. It's owned and maintained by Clive Chapman, son of the late F1 genius Colin Chapman and his team at Classic Team Lotus. It's worth a fortune, but Clive won't say how much, and because the cars are so valuable, he won't even say where they're kept. Classic Team Lotus have all the famous black and gold JPS cars, which won 2 world titles for Fittipaldi, Mario Andretti, and were later driven by the great Ayrton Senna. When I was working for the BBC, I loved nothing more than finding weird and wonderful collections. The people who owned them, the collectors, were fascinating, and they always had great stories to tell. I remember a lovely man by the name of Ron Fisk, who owned an amazing collection of books, manuscripts and memorabilia about Admiral Lord Nelson. Ron was incredibly knowledgeable and loved to talk about the great Norfolk hero. I've just found an online article I wrote in 2005 in which Ron says, "I don't buy as much as I used to, but I've still got that collector's spirit. If I see something I haven't got, I do get excited." I remember asking Ron how much the collection was worth, but if he knew, he wouldn't say. He died in 2018, one of the great Norfolk collectors. There's something very eccentric about collectors, and I've always been drawn to eccentrics. I once got a tip-off that a man who lived near Norwich had built an exact replica of the interior of a submarine in a shed at the back of his house. I went to visit the man, and sure enough, his submarine in a shed was wonderful. It must have been 25 metres long, had a lot of authentic detail with that dim red lighting you see in films and sound effects of sonar pings. It looked like a film set. And the submarine would have looked great on the TV news, but its creator was shy and didn't want to be on Look East. That was one that got away. So if you collect something, I salute you. whether it be cars or clocks or even garden gnomes. I won't judge you. These days, I won't even ask how much you paid for the latest addition to your collection, because as I have matured, I know it's possible to know the cost of everything and the value of nothing. I love my new Corgi JPS Lotus car, and that's all you need to know.
So that's the end of this March edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening to a little about the people and places around the county. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldrey and Carolyn Wood, to writers Joe Taylor, Kieran Pym, Jane Dismore, Victoria Manthorpe and Chris Armstrong, to columnists Nick Aitchison, Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins, and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. We'll be back again next month, so for now, from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, goodbye. Thank you.